Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? Here we are, Las Vegas 2020, and I'm here in the Rise booth, and we're going to be going and having a fireside chat with Elena Money Garman, and we are going to talk through about how sustainability is sexy. And I'm so honored to talk about how sexy we are here at the Rise booth with my co-host, Matt. So introduce yourself. Here we go. Interview one here at IBS 2020. We're going to have some fun today, huh?
Yeah, I'm super stoked. Thanks so much for having me, Devin.
You bet.
So again, my name is Matt Daigle. I am the CEO and founder of a company called Rise. And you can find us at buildwithrise.com. And essentially, we're an online platform that helps homeowners to build and renovate homes that are more sustainable. So we're essentially a resource for homeowners. We've gathered this massive audience who are hungry to know more about building more sustainably. And I'm excited to get started. And first guest today is Elena. So I'm super stoked to learn more about your company and what you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks. So here we go. So Elena, what's your story and why are we talking to you about sustainability and smiling and have a lot of fun here today?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited to be here. Thanks for having me. So my story begins with a master's degree I didn't want to use in healthcare administration and a miserable job crying to and from work, and found my way into new construction and sales and marketing. Actually, I was in a sales model, worked my butt off, and decided to start building as well. Started the company in 07, which is the perfect time to start a company.
Yeah.
Went through the downturn, hung on by our fingertips, and really built a lot of resilience for a healthy company now. I was division president for a few years and then joined the ownership side just a few years ago. And I've been builder of the year. I'm very active in my ULI council, and I'm just happy to be a woman in home building. I'm happy to be here.
That's really cool. And I was honored to interview you because I see you everywhere, right? And my mantra is always be marketing, and you are definitely out there and doing a great job in the industry.
Thank you.
So how you've been building homes for a long time. When it comes to pushing towards sustainability, who is mostly making the push? Is it the homeowner, the builders, or is it coming from somewhere else?
You know, I like to think it's a great collaboration between the two of us, and both of us kind of staying connected to each other, the homeowner and the home builder. I think our best products, our best ideas come when we really talk to them and find out what they want. Because I certainly don't want to build something they don't want to buy, and they don't want to buy something that they don't want. So I think that for us, it's been an evolution of conversations with our home buyers and really getting to know them, getting to know their values, and reflecting that in our product.
Yeah, that's a great point. So I guess on that point, what do you see as the biggest misconception homeowners have about the home building process coming into it, and how have you kind of strived to help change that?
It is a great question. There is a gross oversimplification of the process of what it takes to build a house. I've been in front of realtors before, buyers, when they're like, well, I just want one more step on my front porch, or I just want this. And they don't understand that it's building a home. It's a little bit like a spider web. You can't touch one part without touching 10 others. And there's a ripple effect to everything you do. So what I try to do is educate people and really let them behind the curtain. We have a great amount of transparency on our website and in our conversations with people about what it actually takes to build them the home that they have in their head, and to minimize all of the assumptions that we all have, this implicit assumption about what their role is and what my role is, and really breaking down those walls. It's very difficult. It's a lot of conversations.
Communication, right?
Exactly.
So what originally got you into media? Because you're a building company, but you're media. I see you everywhere out there. So how have you used the power of the internet to help spread your message, elevate your brand, and grow your business in the world of construction?
So 10 years ago, we were driving through a community, and it was the height of the downturn, right? And we were looking at some lots that were left over by a builder who had gone bankrupt. And we had this sort of moment of like, wow, there, but for the grace of God, go the two of us. And it was myself and Jim Garman. And we really kind of looked at each other at this point and said, I said, why aren't more women running home building companies? Because to me, the downturn was a sales problem, right? We could just sell our way out of it. Isn't that how you solve everything? Sales solves everything. So why aren't more women, these badass women that I had worked for in big companies, why aren't they leading home building companies? Put them in charge, get the hell out of their way. He said, I don't know. It could be just regular average sexism, everyday sexism, but it could be that they don't know how to build a house. And I said, well, then I want you to teach me how to build a house. So I built a house that year and I blogged about it. It was called Build Like a Girl. And it was 2010 and, you know, we weren't building a lot of houses. So I was writing these like 2 hour, you know, 2 hour long entries every night about my experience crossing over from sales to construction. And really it was my education of that gross oversimplification of what the construction process really looks like behind the scenes. And it was me getting this FaceTime with our trades, but it was really growing the identity of our home building company and who we wanted to be in the market, how we wanted to show up for our trades, for our home buyers, for our industry. And I just wanted to clear some barriers for me personally to get to that division president spot.
Yeah, I love that story because you truly learn by doing, right?
You
train
do.
The trainer. And if yep. you went out and you built a house, I think about that, the first podcast when I actually interviewed Matt on The Art of Construction. And when you talked about the passions came out, you had went to renovate your own house and you were thinking you're going to have all this green and all this stuff. And you're like, it's my, I remember you saying my first energy bill was like the same or, and you did all this work and you're like, there's gotta be a better way. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and that's exactly how it went. And, I'm curious about your companies.
Sure.
So Garmin Homes, has another kind of, I don't know if it's part of Garmin Homes or if it's, maybe you want to talk us through what Fresh Paint is all about.
Sure.
And then maybe how that's simplifying the homeowner process for folks and how that gets us closer to a more sustainable home.
Absolutely, that's a great question. So Garmin Homes is a boutique home builder. We're very much a production home builder, but we have some boutique options for people. And so we were kind of driving ourselves crazy trying to scale that company of offering this like incredibly personal experience with our home buyers.
Yeah.
And so Jim one day said to me, because we both have production home building roots, I think we really need to tighten our process down and build production homes, not make any changes, not make, you know, not do anything differently. We need to, try to be one of the big builders, you know, try to do it like we learned at the big builders. And I said, I'm not waking up every day to build the same house. So I got a better idea. I'll build on production, but let's create a brand under the Garmin brand with a completely different home buying experience. I'll curate all of the packages. So we did interior whole home design packages. I'll curate packages with design aesthetics. So all the selections, because the obstacle we were hitting was scaling the selections for the customer and getting them to meet the deadlines on time to make 1,000 decisions about their house. You get to grout color, they have a complete meltdown.
Right.
But, you know, they do. It's like
Like
a three-year-old temper tantrum in your design studio.
Yeah.
So what if I curated all the design packages and then people just pick the package at the time of contract? We have full design selections. And we'll negotiate the pricing to be even better because of the repeatability and the predictability with our trades so they know exactly what we're doing. And we make them a promise we will never change. We will never change one of our packages for the buyer. And he said, okay. And that's how Fresh Paint got born. So Fresh Paint was this idea that we could offer people more included options for less money, but absolutely no changes. So they pick a whole design aesthetic. It upgrades the house soup to nuts. And it was different. We went after color. I mean, you can tell you're in a Fresh Paint home. We use color cabinetry. We use, you know, the lights are, you know, all picked for this specific aesthetic. So it's millennial targeted. The millennials love it. Also, boomers love it because it feels concierge level because we're doing all the decision making for you. People don't want to make all those decisions about their house. And it's daunting. It's intimidating. It's the difference between, you know, you go to a really expensive restaurant, you run a tab, or you pick a fixed price and you're comfortable with that.
Right.
That's kind of how the two brands work together. Does that answer your question?
It does. What I'm a little bit more curious about is how in your mind does that get you closer to a more sustainable home in the sense of,
sure.
You know, you have these almost predefined packages where you've made, you know, a bunch of decisions for the homeowner, which is awesome.
Right.
But at the end of the day, how do you see that moving the buck there, you know, how do you see that moving things forward with sustainability in general?
I think, we do this in sort of, I guess, a roundabout way, because the fresh paint product is much smaller. And so density has been our biggest gateway into sustainability. So we are able to build more houses on less land and offer more value for the consumer than we can with our Garmin brand, actually. And we're packaging things like green features and like the features that will give them the most return on their investment as well, and the lowest HERS score possible that we can deliver to them within the price range that we're targeting. So I think we're probably making those decisions for them and being a good steward, a good Sherpa, a good building Sherpa of like, you want this, you really don't need this.
Right.
Is going to move the dial at this point. So I think it's really hard for the consumer, the average everyday consumer, to decide what the best features are and what's going to give them the return for what they really care about. I think we have to step up and be the experts in that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm hearing the dense product, but yet being smart about those decisions with the sustainability, always keeping green in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. We build the majority of our product inside master plan communities, inside Newland communities, and we build to the NAHB green standards. We're bronze certified. We do third-party verification. But I think part of that just falls under the heading of, like, don't be an asshole, right? You have to build to the standard that is out there. If there's a bar out there and you're under it, then you shouldn't be here. The recession was made for you. So, I mean, if there's a bar out there, you need to meet it or exceed it and find ways to really show up in the space in your own unique way.
Yeah. Are there some standouts as far as features, or, you know, you talked about some green features that you'd have in your homes. Like, are there some standouts, maybe like on the innovative side, or are there any like things that are really, people are really opting for that touch on sustainability?
I think it's hard because in certain markets, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. I mean, it's sort of like our buyers, what we're finding is they kind of check a box. Like, are you green? Yes. Okay. They trust that we've taken care of it. They want to know about SEER. On our HVAC systems, they want to know about HERS scores, our average HERS scores, and we're in like the 40s to 50s. So for our market in Raleigh-Durham, that's fairly good, especially towards a resale. When they're considering a resale versus us, it's a much, much better benefit. But radiant barrier sheathing, zip walls, things like that, we're constantly updating products and evaluating them for what the consumer wants to pay for or doesn't.
Gotcha. So. Awesome. So the one I'm honored to have Rise taking the Art of Construction and capturing some of these conversations, because I think I heard 80 plus thousand people here. And so there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's what I love about podcasting, when you can come back and regurgitate some of this stuff. But you're here at IBS giving a talk entitled Achieving Attainability Through the Density Equation. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, of course. So we are, we're really honored to be the first builder inside a large master plan community in Chatham County. It's on the outskirts of the Raleigh-Durham market. And this is a 40,000 unit neighborhood. And they're starting with a pocket neighborhood pod. And we're building in that houses between 878 square feet to 1,300 square feet. So we are building this little pocket community as sort of like, I like to call it like, it's like if you bake bread, you have like a starter yeast. I feel like this is the starter yeast for a much bigger community. And we're super excited to be the first builder in there. And these cottages have forced us to kind of condense down what it means to give a buyer everything they need and nothing they don't, but still find a way to surprise them in that limited amount of square footage. So our new cottage line is based on comfort. So the plan names are things like milk and cookies, hot chocolate, apple pie. The apple pie plan actually has a sill that's big enough, a windowsill above the kitchen sink that's big enough for a pie to cool. And then chicken noodle soup, because what's more comforting than that? So these are our tiny little plans, and we're actually going to build them in flights, like a blitz build. So a true assembly line with our trades captured for days, like just, you know, swinging trusses, you know, through a group of six and then going to the next six because they're so close to each other.
It's like on-site, off-site construction.
It is. It is. It's real time. I mean, it's going to be a show for people to really come and witness it happening quickly. We do a blitz build for Habitat for Humanity every year. So it's foundation to finish in 6 days. So our trades are accustomed to that kind of rigorous schedule once a year. And so we're going to ask them to kind of meet us in the middle between the everyday and the blitz build at the cottage series. So we're super excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I've got one question. It's actually related to what we're doing at IBS. And in case you haven't noticed, our friend Neil over here, he's capturing a lot of eyeballs. And we wanted to make a bit of a statement with sustainability at IBS. And so we have this campaign going on right now called Sustainable is the New Sexy.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, what does Sustainable is the New Sexy mean to you?
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, this is audio only, though, so
check out the show notes and see the picture, because it's truly terrifying and wonderful in the same way. And as a woman in a mostly male-dominated industry, I try to stay so far away from anything even remotely inappropriate, but this is in such a fun way that I do love it, I'll admit. But sustainable is a new sexy to me means that you have to build to the standard that's out there or above. And you, in terms of green features or whatever, but you have to listen to your customers and what they want. I also think that for me, sustainability means being here for a long time, building a company that we can grow over time that still gets to play, right? Like, my end game is not beating every other builder in the market. My end game is continuing to get to do what I love and to build a sustainable company in an industry that is sustainable, that is resilient, that can go through ups and downs and innovate and iterate what we do and how we do it to better serve each other and our home buyers. So
super cool. Well, first off, I want to say shout out for making a bold statement with this.
Yeah.
It's like I'm sitting here walking by and it's like, you know, there's the same old booth and I'm sitting here and everyone just like, they look and then they look away and then they kind of like, it's just fun seeing you walking.
I mean, he's topless.
This, right? So I'm looking at like 20 people right now walking by, they're looking at it and they're kind of like, what is that? So, you know, in the sea of sameness is what I call IBS in a lot of ways.
Right.
You got to stand out. And so I'm kudos to Rise and the team for
Thank
making
you.
This
yeah.
statement.
We might
Ashley
offend a few
and
folks,
all them
but...
have done a great job.
Offending people is key.
Yeah.
It's a strategic endeavor.
You want to ruffle a few feathers.
You
for sure.
do. You yeah. want people. I don't want the grumpy people buying my house. I don't want people who don't get me buying my house. That makes me miserable. That makes them miserable. Like, if I offend you, that's great. Please go buy from someone else. But if you get me, please let me build your house. Yes.
But that's a real thing that you just said there. It's like back to the no asshole rule that
right.
we live by. It's like, and maybe you're the asshole.
Right.
You had to look yourself in the mirror and find what works right. for you.
Asshole's not a protected class.
Yes.
We can still discriminate on that. Yeah. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
So the vein of the art of construction, people say, what is the art of construction? We say it's connecting technologies and the right products to the right handshakes for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. So the question we ask everybody is, what is your crystal ball for connecting technology and handshakes for the future of construction when you talk about your pocket community and where this thing's all going?
Because
we all want to grab a few golden nuggets to take back to grow our business.
That's a really insightful question. I think every day we wake up to, we have a manifesto in our company, and there's great potential in every opportunity is a great potential to show up, to be kind, to connect. And I think that specifically with the cottages, it's a great way to connect with our trades and to get them passionate about a cause that we're passionate about and to find new ways to build differently together. To the same end, but in a much more rewarding way. So I think for us, technology is about, like, we have our own software. We built our own software from scratch. It's named after my youngest daughter, Stella, because it's a great name to yell. and we have software engineers that we work with that are out of the Ukraine, and they have allowed us to create systems that serve our trades better and more intuitively. And so we take that feedback and put it into our system so that we're interacting in a way that brings us much closer. I think if you're not using technology to bring you closer to someone, you're missing the point entirely. If you're hiding behind technology, you're just missing it. You're missing all the opportunities that you have to show up and be yourself and really understand each other better. Because technology can actually connect you way past a lot more barriers. People are much more comfortable kind of texting you, you know, about their new home search, especially if it's a bad thing that happened in their life and they're looking for a new home. It's not always joyful. You know, we sell to a lot of single parents, a lot of people going through a lot of grief. And I think technology actually allows those conversations to happen quicker because it's not as intimidating as face-to-face. And then when you do meet face-to-face, you're probably five steps ahead in terms of connecting and really knowing what that buyer's desire is. But I think between buyers and trades, technology is our way to communicate and serve each other.
Awesome. So what is that one thing for contractors and affiliates you want to leave them with to go out and grow their business and crush it out there in the construction arena? Yeah. We passionately call the Art of Construction. We're honored to be here with all these Canadian folks and Rise coming here at Art of Construction.
I love Canadians.
So what's that one thing you want to leave them to think about to go out and grow their business?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. The one thing I want to leave our trades and partners with. I think find... being self-aware about the kind of crazy that you are is a really good thing. I think when you're for everyone, you're for no one. But if you know who you're for and who you're not, I love to meet a trade partner that's like super passionate about something, and they wake up every day to find better ways to do it and to collaborate with us and to have, you know, they're proud to walk past a home and say like, I built that or I worked on that, you know? I think being really aware of who you are and who you aren't and who you want to work with and who you don't is important. And making those decisions isn't easy because you might say no to opportunities that aren't a direct reflection. And sometimes, listen, we all need the business. We say yes to things and we're like, that feels not so great, but I need to do it. I have mouths to feed. But I think anytime you get an opportunity to do something that's within your path of your passion, that you should do it. Yeah.
Well, Matt, what's the takeaway? What do you want to leave the Rise community with here through the Art of Construction with Ashley sitting down and telling us her story?
I think this has been awesome. I'm super stoked to have learned more about your company. You guys are doing great things.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Yeah, not a whole lot. This has been fantastic.
Like,
I'm super glad we're doing this together. You're always a pleasure to listen to. I was honored to be your guest a few months ago, and that was a treat. One of the first podcasts that I did personally. So now it seems like I broke my theory on Art of Construction, and then the podcast just came rolling in, and I've been doing them regularly in the last few months, but I really, really enjoyed our time together. I'm super glad that we can be doing this, and Elena, you've been a fantastic first guest, so thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
What's the best way to get in touch with your brand's Fresh Paint, and where should our tribe go to learn more about?
GarmenHomes.biz is our Garmin website. Okay. FreshPaintByGarmin.com is our Fresh Paint site, and they have back doors to each other, so you can connect between the two of them. But I'm active on Instagram. Fresh Paint and Garmin Homes is the Insta handle. I'm at Elena Money Garmin, and it's pretty transparent. So if you want to follow the brand, if you want to follow me on LinkedIn, it's just me. It's just under my name, Elena Money Garmin. So you can find me there. And we love to interact with people. I don't love Facebook. So I'm not active there, but maybe we will be. It's not my space.
It's hard to be on all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming and telling us your story. We're honored to learn more about Fresh Paint and, you know, keep kicking ass out there.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You guys too. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Awesome. Thank you.